I think our little catchphrase right now is come feel the difference. So we try to identify how our potential client feels and show them that they can feel a different way. We can help them feel, everyone is tired. Everyone feels run down and exhausted. It's just crazy how the micronutrients correlate with almost everything that you feel. Our micronutrient test can really see all the deficiencies that you have in your body. And we get these correlation charts put together with, okay, you're deficient in the B vitamins and the chromium and the ALA and all these things. And that correlates with anxiety, and that correlates with headaches. Or people start taking our supplements and we put them on these plans and their hair starts to grow back thicker. And it's just crazy. So right now we're trying to just identify whatever ailment they're feeling and offer them a solution for that.
The Buzz on Better Business podcast, positioning your business as one that is trustworthy, is something that we all know is important. But what does it actually take to accomplish this? Join Your BBB each month as we unveil the world of local accredited businesses who have it mastered and have positioned themselves as ethical leaders in our Acadiana marketplace. So thank you for joining us for the Buzz on Better Business podcast. I'm President and CEO of your local Better Business Bureau, Chris Babin, and I am so excited to roll out this new podcast. Our first episode, Ms. Jackie Hedditch joining us, owner and operations manager at Vivid Infusion and Wellness. In this episode, we do some exciting things. We talk about the importance of being a business that's trustworthy, how important your team is to establishing the right culture within your organization. And then we hear a couple neat things about what Jackie's done in her lifetime as well. But before we get started, just a quick word from Vision Infusion and Wellness.
Did you know that even when maintaining a healthy lifestyle, it's still possible to experience nutrient deficiencies? Vivid Infusion and Wellness is your local leader for micronutrient testing through SpectraCell. Our test measures your vitamins, minerals, and more to create a truly personalized, one-of-a-kind wellness plan. If you experience anxiety, chronic fatigue, difficulty losing weight, depression, frequent migraines, or other symptoms, call us to discuss how micronutrient testing can help to improve your physical and mental health. Vivid Infusion and Wellness on Settlers Trace Boulevard, Lafayette.
All right. So we're joined with Jackie Hedditch of Vivid Infusion and Wellness. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this podcast, The Buzz on Better Business. And I guess to start out, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how your business came about.
Well, my name is, you already introduced me. I'm Jackie. I'm originally from Grand Coteau, but I live here in Lafayette. We started the business a little bit over a year ago, just from needing something to do. Honestly, I had been staying home for a long time with my kids, and I was kind of getting over listening to Bluey and all that stuff. And Sean and I, my husband, were obsessed with wellness and health. So this concept kind of came to him, and he let me run with it, and we started Vivid.
And what exactly do you guys provide and do?
Our primary service is vitamin IVs, infusions. We do injections. We have a weight loss program that's facilitated by our physician, Dr. Granger. We do micronutrient testing, which is really awesome. Just basically anything to do with vitamins, nutrients. We sell oral supplements.
Very neat stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to expand like a new service at least maybe every other quarter, trying to get some more stuff. But our primary service is the IVs.
Awesome. Before we get too far into the business, Jackie from Grand Coteau. So you got some Cajun in you.
A little bit. I'm half.
Half.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad's family's super Cajun. My mom was a military brat. So
yeah,
she's not Cajun at all.
Not Cajun at all. Mm-hmm. Where's she from?
She was born in Fort Worth. They lived in Japan and Okinawa, Arizona. She ended up here in high school.
So. Okay. So you're born and raised.
I was born
South Louisiana,
Germany. I was also military, and then we came back here my dad got restationed in Bossier.
So I wasn't expecting the Germany part. So is that, do you have like dual citizenship because of that?
Germany is one of the countries that doesn't offer it. I think at 18 you have to kind of opt in, and I didn't know about that. Not that I would have.
Right.
But yeah. So I have a German birth certificate that I can't read.
That's really neat though.
Yeah, it was really cool. Actually, whenever I was getting married, I lost my birth certificate and I discovered that I had lost it. So I had to go through the U.S. Embassy and this whole thing, get like notarized letters stating that I was who I was.
That's some extra steps.
It was really stressful. So I got it back though.
Cool.
Yeah.
So where'd you go to school?
Academy of the Sacred Heart for high school. And I went to UL for a little while and never finished. Eventually I might, but I already have a business. So
you do have a business. Quite successful, by the way.
Yeah, we're doing awesome. I'm really proud of it. It's my baby. It's my third child, and I'm really happy.
So what is, I guess, the benefit of like a vitamin supplement? Like what you guys provide versus go to Drug Emporium and get some vitamins?
Well, so oral supplements, like whenever you take a vitamin, you lose a lot in your digestive system. You only absorb like 7 to 10% of what you take in your vitamin. So whenever you get it in an IV, you get 100% absorption through your blood and you don't have to worry about your GI issues. A lot of people that have like celiac or other GI issues, they can't absorb any of it anyway. But we also do sell the oral supplements, and it's like pharmaceutical grade therapeutic dosages that you have to have a doctor's license to get these. And so they're a lot stronger and better than what you would get at Walgreens.
Awesome.
Yeah, just energy. You know, everyone says to eat your medicine, you know, eat your food, get your nutrients from that. And it's very important to do that. But the food now with our soil, we're just over farming and we just don't have the nutrients in our food that we used to. So you're going to have gaps in nutrition. So it's really important to take supplements.
Help fill some of those gaps. Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking before, and this might have been a couple months ago when you were originally telling me about what you guys do, but it's kind of an underregulated industry right now, huh?
Yeah, it's not really regulated at all. I mean, of course, we have RNs and nursing staff. We have a doctor on staff. So we kind of self-regulate. We're not just like, I'm not giving IVs. I have no authority to do that. But yeah, right now, I think Louisiana is starting to come down on it and try to make some rules. A lot of other states, it is a regulated thing and there's laws about it. But Louisiana, we're kind of the Wild West over here, which is kind of scary.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Actually, just last week, I heard of another IV person. It's not really it's a company, but it's just a person like doing it out of garages. And it's kind of scary what people are doing right now. So we're trying to kind of become the beacon, or we're trying to set the standard for what should happen, because we're not just trying to,
That's really neat.
Yeah.
So the self-regulation aspect, the reason I, kind of want to hone in on that is because that's kind of how the Better Business Bureau got started,
right?
With business owners wanting to do the right thing, not necessarily because they were being told they had to, but rather wanted to do the right thing, wanted to hold themselves accountable. So in an industry that's kind of new and upcoming, you are taking the stance that we are going to self-regulate. We're going to do things the right way. Mm-hmm. That way, if and when the regulations do come, well, we know they will, not if, I guess, but you're kind of setting the standard yourself before the regulations are even in place. So tell me a little bit about why you think that's the best way to do that.
Well, I strive for excellence in everything I do, whether it's in business or my personal relationships. And I think that whenever someone comes into Vivid, if they go into our med room or just the way we interact with our clients in general, they can expect perfection in everything. We have a binder with protocols and we have safety measures. And it's just important that people feel safe and in good hands. We're not like a hospital, but we have all of what you would need or expect in a real medical clinic. We're not just operating out of our cars. I just strive for excellence, and my staff does too. I got really lucky with the girls that work for us. They love their job, and you can really see that in every day they come to work, and they're not just there for a paycheck. They're there to build this awesome business with me, and our clients feel that from them. And it's a beautiful thing. When you come into Vivid, you just really can tell that we put a lot of thought and everything is purposeful. So I want people to trust us when they come in.
Yeah. Good word. Purposeful. In discussing that, you mentioned hearing about a business doing it out of the garage, and You know, it's easy, I guess, especially in this culture and day and age when we want everything quick. We want everything right away, you know, to maybe skirt the edges and not follow the rules. Mm-hmm. And it's probably cheaper. It's probably a little cheaper. But, you know, you obviously figure that doing the right thing the right way is what's going to sustain Vivid for a long time.
Right.
And getting the right staff to surround you with that. But I know it's had its challenges.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned in the beginning, it's just kind of figure it out as we go, which is part of what we're doing with this podcast, right?
Yeah.
Brand new podcast, Better Business Bureau, just wanting to recognize our accredited businesses, you know, bring a spotlight to good businesses that are doing good things here, right here in Acadiana. We always talk about shopping local, shopping accredited, but tell us maybe one of the challenges you guys had getting this thing off the ground.
There's so many. Just really trying to figure out the business from the ground up. That was a lot of work went into that. I have no medical background at all. So I hired a consulting firm, learned a lot about it. But then I also had to find, okay, who are going to be the best people to fill all the spots. I had to have the best office manager. I had to have the best medical director, the best nursing manager. We had some challenges there with trying to everyone. It all has to work synergistically. You know, we have mm-hmm. to all work well together. And we had some hiccups in the beginning, but now we're a well-oiled machine, I think. I think one of our biggest challenges was just marketing and getting the word out and trying to convince people that they really do need this. And why would I put a needle voluntarily in my arm if I don't have to, kind of thing. So
yeah.
Trying to convince people it's not scary. And our clients have just word of mouth. That has been the most powerful thing for us. Just people coming in and really feeling the difference and spreading the good news.
Yeah.
That's been awesome. But spreading it's a slow news. Burn.
Slow burn. Good. Yeah. Well, you know, and I think regardless of the industry you're in, and we face this at the Better Business Bureau as well, marketing, you know, which is kind of, from what I understand, your strength, right? Maybe you and your husband's both strengths.
I learn a lot from him.
Well, that's
he likes
that's
to
great.
Teach me.
Oh, good. Good. So I guess share a little bit about the marketing and how you tried or have decided to position yourself.
Like as far as how we market?
Just the message, I guess. What is the central message of Vivid Infusion if you had to choose one from a marketing aspect?
Well, I think our little catchphrase right now is come feel the difference. So we try to identify how our potential client feels and show them that they can feel a different way and how we can help them feel. Everyone is tired. Everyone feels run down and exhausted. And it's just crazy how the micronutrients correlate with almost everything that you feel. Our micronutrient test can really see all the deficiencies that you have in your body. And we get these correlation charts put together with, okay, you're deficient in the B vitamins and the chromium and the ALA and all these things. And that correlates with anxiety and that correlates with headaches, or people start taking our supplements and we put them on these plans and their hair starts to grow back thicker. And it's just crazy. So right now we're trying to just identify whatever ailment they're feeling and offer them a solution for that.
So there's a method to the vitamins. It's not a, here's the vitamins, come and get them. It's,
yeah,
this is what you need. Mm-hmm. We tested, this is what you're maybe deficient in, which could cause this, and this.
Right. So we're not treating their anxiety. We're not treating their headaches, but we are treating the deficiencies that probably are leading to those things. There's a baseline nutrition where your body's not going to function perfectly if you have all these deficiencies. And pretty much 100% of everyone has a deficiency of some sort. So.
And then also maybe helping prevent having to have some type of medication.
Definitely.
Or a healthy, natural, should I say, mm-hmm. Way to help promote good health.
Yeah, like maintenance and prevention. It's awesome.
That's neat.
I mean, we've become so obsessed with medicating as a society. And I mean, I was doing that too for years. I was on so many anxiety meds and all this stuff that I needed meds. And then I had a side effect from the meds. So I got on another med. It was just a constant cycle. And then once I got all my levels right, I'm off all my medications and I just feel awesome naturally. I don't feel tired. I don't feel anxious and scattered all the time. I just feel normal.
That's pretty cool. That's a cool story.
It's really awesome.
And then now you're able to, in turn, be able to provide that
right
back to people right
that's
here.
That's my favorite part of what I'm doing is just to truly see how what we're doing is benefiting people. We're not just trying to sell something. I'm trying to share something. I'm actually this weekend we went to the Allie Landry wellness event. She just launched a book, and I'm listening. I can't read. I have to listen to audiobooks. I can't read words. But she calls herself a wellness explorer. And I thought it was so awesome because that's how I feel. Like I have no medical background, whatever. I'm just gathering all the information and all the people, all the experts, and I'm just trying to share with everyone like how important it is to have this proper nutrition, and the foods that we eat are bad for us. And I'm just trying to, you know, get everyone healthy.
Help people out. Yeah. Do the hard work. Let us show up, get our vitamins, and be healthy.
Yeah.
Now the needle, how big is the needle?
I mean, like,
it's like a big IV needle.
No. So they put a needle just to like get into your vein. And then as soon as it's in your vein, the needle comes out. It's like a little plastic catheter that stays in. So you don't have a needle in your arm the whole time.
Is that similar to giving blood in a way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do that too. I mean, we do our blood.
So if you're scared of the needle, if it's only the needle that you're worried about, Jackie's got it figured out.
Yeah. I mean, it only hurts the second.
How long is it? Right. How long does it take?
The whole IV?
Yeah, just the whole process of...
About an hour. You come in, you have a consult with Emily typically during the week or one of our weekend nurses. They kind of rotate consult. She'll recommend a blend based on your needs. Or if you've done the micronutrient test, you have a specialized blend that Dr. Granger has put together for you and meet with her. That takes about 5 to 10 minutes. The IV takes 2 seconds to put in, and then you sit for 30 to 45 minutes and... relax. We have comfortable recliners and blankets and music.
I saw some pictures actually from, I guess it was maybe the Facebook or Instagram. It looks really nice in there. So I feel like I've got to go by and check it out.
It's awesome. It's my happy place.
Yeah.
I just love being there. And I think most people that come in just love being there. I put a lot of thought into the atmosphere. Just, you don't want to go and feel like you're in a sterile hospital room, and you also don't want it to feel grungy. It's very clean, and try to make it smell good, and you know.
Well, and you've talked about your staff, and I think any you know, don't even have to be a business owner to know that, you know, your team is so important. But I've heard you talk about your staff more than the average.
I love them so much.
So you must have really landed some great people.
I don't know how, God, the universe, whatever, they just. They came into my life at the perfect time. Try not to cry. I love them so much. They are the only reason why we're still in business. They basically run the show. I could leave. Actually, this summer I'm leaving for 6 weeks to go up to Michigan. Yeah. And they just have it under control. Everyone has worked in an environment that sucks, really. I mean, we've all had bad bosses. We've all had just toxic work environments. And that was... number one priority for me is to not create that for someone else, and just to create an environment that was empowering. And I listen to a lot of like motivational speaker type people. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, Brandon Bouchard, he has the 6 E's, and I actually wrote them down. It's envision, enlist, embody, empower, evaluate, and encourage. And I have it posted on my desk, and every day I try to empower them. I have a vision, and okay, so how am I going to give them ownership in what we're doing? So I don't micromanage them at all. In the beginning, I kind of was, because I obsessed and I want to make sure that it's all going to go into place. But once I realized that they were completely capable and I could trust them, okay, you are managing this. You are managing this, and we'll just reconvene once a week and have lunch and chat about it. But I'm not up their butts about it. They have full ownership in what they're doing, and I feel like you're a more productive employee when you are trusted and someone is giving you power to do things. And
yeah, sure.
If they need me, they know where to find me. I'm always there. Or if I'm not, they can call me. And just, we work together as a team. I don't manage them very much. And our other staff, they manage them. It's just, we've got it all figured out. Somehow it just worked out really well quickly. So... yeah,
well, you're probably, I would tend to say you're probably maybe not giving yourself enough credit in the process.
I mean, I don't.
You know, a great team obviously needs a great leader, somebody that's going to help structure a team following, you know, like those six E's that you mentioned, you know, to help really embody that in the culture. I think culture has so much to do with a work environment. You know, our culture here in South Louisiana, obviously one that's hospitable, and we work hard, we're a little crazy too. And if you can really hone in a staff and create a culture like you're mentioning, the benefits for the business are insurmountable. You know, it's crazy how successful a business can be.
Yeah, your business can't be successful if your staff hates it there. I mean,
right.
And your clients feel it too when you're. If you hate your job and a client walks in, you're going to snap at them or be rude to them, and they're not going to feel the love. We've had so many clients come in and say, y'all like being here, don't you? You know, they can really tell that the girls love being there. But I do. I try to be accountable and very trustworthy for my staff and open, honest. It's all transparent. There's no, like, hidden rooms and open door policy. They have access to the books. They see everything that's going on at all times. And I think that's kind of created a huge level of trust with us. I probably don't give myself credit, but they do. They tell me all the time, like, we need you. Don't worry.
Oh, of course they need you.
Last week, actually, I took the day off and I didn't tell them. And I went to get a massage. And I had my purse hanging on the back of the door, and for the whole hour, I was like, my phone's ringing.
They're proving that they need you.
They called me three or four times in a row, like, are you okay? Where are you? We're coming to get you. So, like, I can't relax, but I have to tell them where I am. So I guess that's a good sign.
It was an inadvertent test.
Yeah.
And how much do y'all really need me?
So I shared my location with them now. Oh, they know where I am. So they know.
There you go.
Sharing, if I don't show up to work, they'll know where I am.
That's trust.
Yeah.
That's trust. So where did, you know, we talked about Grand Coteau and a little bit about going to schools, but where did Jackie really hone in some of that? You know, where did you decide, because you could have started a vitamin infusion IV business and, you know, just been very, very strict on exactly how people do what, and maybe not done it the way you've done it. So where did that resonate with you, that was the right way to do it?
Well, I have been kind of spastic my entire life. I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. And I had a bakery out of my house for a while, and I just had candle making stuff. I just wanted to do something, and I had no idea what it was. And I had a lot of jobs with authoritarian figures. Yeah. And I think it's just from doing so many different things and working at so many different places, it was a collective of everything I've experienced and just putting it together. And I wanted to also feel like it was my second home. And I'm just going to act how I act at home here too. Like, I'm not going to put on a mask and be boss lady. I just want to be my true authentic self.
Right.
So I want that from my staff too. Whenever they come in, I want just, that's how I want to be. I don't want to act ever. So I don't think I went in. It's developed for sure. I think in the very beginning, I was flailing about trying to figure out things. And it took a while for us all to learn how to trust each other. And I don't know. I'm just figuring out as I go. I'm a guinea pig. Make it till you make it, kind of have that mentality.
Not to mention the Buzz on Better Business podcast, episode one, speaking of being a guinea pig, we don't even have the intro and stuff recorded yet, but we will get there. But, you know, wanting to recognize and highlight good businesses. Speaking of recognition, though, let's not forget our 2022 annual awards program. Just remind me how you were involved in that.
What I got?
Yes.
We were the... I can't remember the whole, it was just the Integrity Award.
Yeah, the Integrity Award. Vivid Infusion and Wellness nominated for the Integrity Award and one of three finalists, but then also the winner.
Yeah, it was a proud moment. It's still hanging on our shelf at the front of the clinic.
Yeah, that was our 30th year doing those awards.
Incredible.
And the Integrity Award really, you know, just recognized the business doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And I think you're kind of, you know, sharing with us now exactly how you started putting that together and how you guys are continuing to do that. When did Vivid Infusion officially start?
we opened our doors to the public on Valentine's Day last year. So February 14th.
Right.
And so it's been 13 months, I guess.
13 months.
Crazy. It flew by.
Yeah.
It was also the longest year of my life.
The most work, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work and a lot of tears and learning. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's been awesome just seeing something that I came up with in my brain and I obsessed over for like 6 months. I pretty much neglected my family. I was like, I have to do this business plan. And it came to life and now people come to it and we're getting nominated for awards. It's just crazy. It's just awesome. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
That's awesome. Also at that annual awards program was our annual meeting for the BBB. Our office here in Lafayette, we opened in 1975. We've been around a little while and everything we do is governed by our board of directors, which you happen to also serve on our board of directors. So tell me a little bit about what, I guess, interested you in doing that.
Well, I think it mirrors how I feel, like the integrity and trying to create an honest marketplace. I love that. I think people try to pull one over on people all the time and it's very important to me that people trust us. I have my BBB sticker on the front door and I'm very proud to be part of BBB. I think for a long time, it felt like an old thing of the past, you know, like the BBB, because it's from the
1912.
Yeah. It's so old.
We're pretty old.
I love it. But it's established. It's been around for a long time. And for a while, it was just like, I'm going to call the BBB, as, you know, to fuss at somebody to file a dispute. But I feel like people, whenever they see that, they're like, okay, this is, you know, they have everything they need. We have our licensing. We're doing everything the right way. And it just really does create a trust with our clients. And they see that and they feel like they're safe whenever they come in. And that's important to me. And I like talking to other like-minded business owners. Actually, another lady that is on the board with me, we've become friends and now she's my employment attorney and it's just really fun. I like hanging out with people that are like-minded and, you know, kind of picking people's brains and how they do certain things. And it's been awesome.
Good.
So
you've had a proactive year, very active year too.
Yes. I foresee the next couple of years being very busy too.
Yeah,
that's one day good. I'll retire, I guess.
One day.
Yeah.
You're way far from that.
I don't know. I hope not.
So even before you started serving on the board, Vivid Infusion applied for and became accredited with us. Tell us a little bit about what interested you, I guess, in being accredited and saying, you know what, I want to apply for that and be part of that.
Well, I think the same. Just having that level of trust and you know, they do a lot of the trust monitoring, speaking of trust, where I'm getting constant emails like, okay, this certificate is good or your info on all these different platforms don't match or you don't have a profile somewhere. They monitor a lot of stuff that I just don't have time to think about and I would have never thought about. So it's been such a good resource for me. Y'all are awesome. I'm trying to reach out to other business friends that I have that aren't accredited yet and kind of give them some information about it. And I definitely see us being in it indefinitely. It's been great for us.
Well, we're so happy to have you, you know, on the board for one. You always have great ideas. You know, our board meetings
full of ideas.
Full of ideas. Always better things we can do. You know, you mentioned BBB's been around a long time and we have, but we have to always challenge ourselves to be relevant. And times are changing, things are changing. I've only been at BBB just over 4 years now, and I would have not ever wrote down on paper that we'd be doing a podcast.
Oh, weird.
But here we are.
Thank you, COVID, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Made everything so much more accessible to us. And, you know, which really brought about a lot of turmoil in the marketplace because of, you know, who can you trust? And how do you find a business that you can trust? So businesses like you help and support what we do obviously is great. Where is Vivid Infusion located at? How do people get there?
We're at 500 Settlers Trace Boulevard behind Whole Foods, Diana Ray, Amore, Club Pilates. We're in that shopping center.
High traffic area. I mean, growing everywhere.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love our location. It's awesome. They're actually building a huge apartment complex next door to us, which
really
I was a little sad about at first because they had a bunch of trees and we watched all the birds and the squirrels jump off. It was kind of sad, but it'll be good for business. So.
And then I think before long, you'll be able to jump across and go to Topgolf.
Oh, it's like I thought it was going to be on Ambassador.
Ambassador.
Like by Costco?
So it may be an intersection, a couple intersections down.
Yeah.
But not too far.
I've always wanted to do that.
I haven't been either.
I'm so excited about it. And then Jets opening up down there too. There's something else. I can't remember. Something else near the Topgolf area.
So Jet, so much coming. Jet was an award winner 2021.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
I love their
But
coffee.
Similarly, it's a lot about the culture within the business.
He's killing it.
You know, it's the employees.
Yeah, you can tell they love being there.
Absolutely. And I actually, they are not even a paid sponsor, but I'm going to put this out there. Wait, for one, Jet's not, obviously, but they're doing great things. But I've been craving a fried shrimp po' boy.
Ooh.
So Friday I went to Old Time, and it's just like, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, the employees are having so much fun. So these businesses that have been around a long time, or even like Jet, not around a long time, but doing great things, expanding. I mean, I didn't even know they were opening a location right there.
Yeah.
That's what's going to resonate with you guys and with the community for Vivid to continue to grow. What's coming down the road? What's next for Vivid?
Who knows? Obviously we want growth. This is totally not in the works right now, but my hope down the road is that we can get into more functional medicine, like seeing patients and truly helping them, in a legitimate way versus just giving them IVs. I mean, Dr. Granger's awesome. And I know that we're so limited in what services we can provide to them. So I think down the road, I would really like to get into some functional, real, true healthcare. Not just primary care, like here's a prescription, but just to truly help these people find their root problems of all their stuff. So we'll see. I'm manifesting it.
It's too early. I'm asking too early.
I know. Yeah. Right now we're just trying to get through
year two. No
pressure. We're trying to profit. That's my next goal.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You know, every good business takes a little while to get off the ground. So I know you guys are doing great things. I'm excited eventually to go by there.
You have to.
I'm going to just go by and get the test. I'm sure I'm deficient in some kind of vitamin.
Yeah, you probably are. I mean, our environment depletes us so much. We have so much pollution around us and our food depletes us. And if you drink coffee like I do, that depletes you. If you're on meds, just everything. It's incredible how you can think you're living a really healthy lifestyle and you're still needing something.
Even the healthy is not always so healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely not a health expert, so please do not listen to anything I'm saying. But I've heard recently that we're a lot of what we eat are not necessarily – it's not necessarily even food as much as it is food-like products.
Yeah, like all the processed food is just human slop. Like none of that's really food. And even our produce, while it is food and you should definitely eat your fruits and vegetables and lean meats, you're not getting the same nutrient levels that you were 50 years ago from, like, say, an orange. You have to eat 5 oranges to get the same nutritional value that you did.
It's not the same orange.
I mean, you see them farming. They're using the same plot of land to do the crops every single year. We're just taking all the nutrients out of the ground, and it's just unsustainable. So it's really kind of frightening.
Yeah. So the test will determine what vitamins we may be deficient in, and then you guys have specialty IVs that you then kind of coordinate. So is it a one-time thing? Is it
the
like
test?
A plan? Well, maybe the plan to treat the deficiency.
Okay. So after we get your results from the lab, we work with a lab called SpectraCell. They're in Houston. They've been around for a long time. There's a lot of little tests that you can get on Instagram that are fly-by-nights. They're super sketchy. Like, this is not one of those. So we get your results, and we put together a treatment plan with IVs, injections, the oral supplements, food sources. And we try to give, like, a holistic, well-balanced plan. And that's about a 6 to 12 month plan. And then at 12 months, you can retest if you want to and kind of see how you've been doing. If you've been compliant, you should see some changes. And very quickly, people notice the changes. I mean,
Really?
Most people don't even have to retest because like, oh yeah, like I feel incredible. I mean, personally, I've gotten off all my anxiety medicines. I was on Adderall for 20 years and I'm off of that. It just, people, like I said, their hair's grown back, their moods change, just people have lost weight, not even trying to lose weight, just
getting healthy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's awesome.
Just getting the right things in them.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes so hard to do.
Once you feel good, you don't realize how bad you felt before. So that's been...
Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's just... When I don't take my supplements, I take a multivitamin, my omega fish oil, and a couple others every day. And if I skip, because I tend to forget, I'm super ADD, but I'll forget for a few days and I can tell. Like, oh, yeah, I need to go take my vitamin because just it's that powerful. Yeah.
So when you're doing something like that, you're providing a service, product, whatever it is, and your staff is really bought in. Mm-hmm. You know, they believe what you're doing as
they
much
drink
as
the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, yeah. So when that's the reality of it, mm-hmm. I mean, that makes their job that much easier, huh?
Yeah, because they're not trying to sell something that they don't believe in. We know what we're doing is legitimate, and they're all on it too. They all did the test too, and you know, I keep hitting this thing. Yeah, so I'm not saying, okay, you go sell this thing and you don't know anything about
right.
it. They firsthand have experienced all of it, and it's awesome. And it's a legitimate, like, again, a level of honesty and integrity with our clients. They can tell them firsthand how it's changed their life, you know.
Right.
Without being sales pitchy, just.
Just reality. This is what we're doing, and this is how it helps. Mm-hmm. So speaking, you said testimony, that was actually my next question. So what are your customers saying? I know you mentioned they're excited. They're recognizing these changes. They didn't realize how bad they felt until after. Yeah. I guess share maybe how you are trying to use some of that in positioning Vivid as somebody that people can trust.
Our clients have been our best marketing, I think, so far. So many people refer their friends to us. We have, I don't even know what our review count is on Google, but it's 5 stars. It's been
it's 5 stars. She said. Good.
50 people so far. I don't know. Like, give us more.
Yeah.
We've had very happy clients, and of course, there's always going to be someone who you can't make happy. But we always try to. If we have a tough interaction with somebody, we always try to make it good. And if they have had a less than perfect experience with us, we always try to make it up to them somehow. Like, how can we make it right? We never just like, whatever, get out of here.
Yeah.
We try to always make everyone feel valued and heard. So it's, yeah, so many people have, almost half of the new clients that we've gotten, like, how did you hear about us? Well, a friend of mine comes. So they've been awesome.
That's some of the best ways to get new clients.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. We also work with a couple doctors in town, too, so they'll refer some patients to us because we can help with morning sickness. You have to have your OB refer, migraines, you know, so that's
been
the power
of partnership, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're not paid to refer anybody to us. It's just they understand the value in what we do, so it's been pretty incredible. And once you get the doctors involved, it also adds another level of trust, too, because – it's not like we're just doing it out of our car.
Right.
Your doctor's telling you you should probably go to Vivid.
Yeah, probably go to Vivid and check it out. They can help you. So when we talked last year, when you got the invitation to be on the board, mm-hmm. obviously all of our board directors are with accredited businesses. You and I had interacted a little bit. I said, you know, I think she would have some great energy for our board. I called you and you were busy. And I don't know if you remember what you were busy with, but on a different aspect of the IVs. You guys were at making a house call, giving IVs. I think it had something to do with a bachelor party.
Oh, that is right. Yeah, you did.
So there's other uses.
Yeah. Actually, wedding season is upon us. We've slowed down our house calls, but we still can do them as long as they can book in advance. But yeah, we did a bachelor. It wasn't a bachelor. It was like the groom's party, whatever that's called. So all the groom and all his friends were getting IVs before the wedding because they had partied the night before.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really fun.
That way they were their best selves on wedding day.
Huh? Yeah.
Now, that's an application I don't know that I would have thought of. I just happened to call you.
Yeah.
You were like, hey, we're at somebody's house giving IVs. kind of had a party last night. We had it getting married tonight, making sure everybody's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been fun. I actually need to, that's one of my new campaigns that I need to start working on a little bit because June is wedding season. So yeah, we need to get those groups again. And we've done house calls for other people if they're just sick, they have a stomach bug, or if they had whatever sickness that they didn't want to spread. Because if you have like the flu or cough, and we ask that you don't come in, but some people just really need IVs. So we've gone to people's houses before to help them, or if they're too old to come. But it's hard to get staff floating around at both places for last minute stuff. So
how many people on staff do you have?
Full time Monday through Friday is just two, my nurse and the office manager. If we're super slammed, we'll call in a second nurse to help. And then on the weekends, same, a receptionist and a nurse, but we have PRNs that we can call in as needed. And, it's just hard to get people to, they all have other jobs. So last minute calls are usually hard to do.
So that's what I was going to ask you next, hours of operation. So you guys are open on the weekends?
7 days a week.
Wow.
Rest. Yeah. Monday through Friday, we're open 9 to 6. And then Saturday, Sunday, it's 10 to 3.
Trying to, you know, some of us work Monday through Friday. We still want to get in and get our vitamin supplements. So
and we can do that. Originally, we were only open Monday through Saturday. We weren't open on Sundays for the first few weeks or months. And then we realized most people are hungover on Sundays. So we had to open
that
on
might
Sunday.
Be when they need the vitamins, huh?
So that's pretty much the only day we get hangover people. And surprisingly, it's a rare thing. We thought for sure it was going to be just a bunch of party animals being dehydrated and hungover, but we've really tapped into the wellness and health crowd, and we reserve our hangovers for Sunday. Most people are wearing sunglasses and just like, don't talk to me. It's really.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's very useful too. I don't drink anymore, but when I have, it would have been a very useful thing.
Yeah.
My husband only throws down twice a year, and when he does, he's very hungover the next day, and he goes to get an IV, and he's better than he was before.
Awesome. That's exciting. That's very neat. Doing something that you love to do with people you love to do it with, and then inadvertently providing back really to the community, you know, on an individual level to your clients, but giving back in a way that you're not just making a living selling something. Mm-hmm. You're really helping people out.
Yeah. I couldn't do anything I didn't believe in. So
yeah,
it's rewarding for sure.
Well, Jackie, you knew we were going to be here on this podcast. You probably had some ideas of things maybe you wanted to say. What's something you wanted to share that I've done a horrible job interviewing and not asking
honestly,
about?
Honestly, all of my notes we've covered.
Really? Yeah. And I didn't even see them. So, I can't read upside down. So there's no way.
Positive culture.
Positive culture. There you go.
Just, I feel like that's such an important thing in a business is to have a happy place for your people to come to. They spend most of their life there, and they shouldn't dread coming to work.
Absolutely. I can understand that. So the Buzz on Better Business podcast was created to recognize and help promote good businesses and those businesses that are doing the right thing. They're accredited with us at the Better Business Bureau, but more importantly, they're doing right things for consumers and for other businesses. At some point, we're all consumers, right? Mm-hmm. We're all looking for a business that's going to do the right thing. That when we spend our money, we're spending it right. And I think we told a lot of the story today about German Jackie, and Vivid Infusion and wellness and how great you guys are doing. So before we go, one last tip or the biggest or maybe most important thing you'd say to a business that's trying to position themselves as somebody that people can trust and rely on. And then tell us how to get in touch with you guys if we're interested.
We'll definitely look into joining the BBB. It's an incredible resource. What was the other part of the question?
I did ask a long, complicated question. So first and foremost,
okay.
Your business, like what's the most important thing for your business? Like I want to be somebody, you know, that people can trust. They feel like I'm their friend, not just somebody they go pay their money to. What do you think is one of the most important things to establishing that as a business?
Well, I think that a lot of our clients trust us because I'm there all the time. I talk to all of our clients and try to make them all feel valued, and I build relationships with all of them. And I think that that has been crucial. Like, we have a lot of repeat customers because I'm there, I talk to them, I know them and they know me. And just being very transparent with your people, that is probably the most important thing in my opinion. And then how to get in touch with me, vividinfusionla.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram. You can book online and give us a call.
And if somebody doesn't know if they want to try it out, they're like, man, this was really cool. I don't know if I want to try it out. What would you tell them?
Come in and talk to us. We have people who are curious and just come in to check it out, get a brochure. There's no pressure. We never pressure anyone to do anything. Check out our website. There's a billion reviews, and just talk to somebody that you know that has done it. I mean, it's life-changing, and we're not going to make you do anything that you don't want to do. And
yeah.
So, but there's a lot of info, and you can come in and I'll just bombard you with flyers.
Awesome. Good information. Yeah. Jackie, thank you so much. Vivid Infusion and Wellness, Jackie Hedich, owner operations manager of Vivid Infusion and Wellness. Thank you so much for joining us on what is our first episode of the Buzz on Better Business podcast.
Honored to be here. Thank you.
We're very honored to have you. And I tell you, we're gonna book it now. Keep doing great things with Vivid, our 12th episode. So when we wrap up the year, we will have you back.
Sweet.
And you'll see how much we've grown this thing and tell us about all the great things you've done over the past year.
Sounds like a plan.
Jackie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for joining us. To help support the show, please like, share, follow us on whatever podcast application or even on YouTube, wherever you caught this episode at. If you want to find out more about the Better Business Bureau, you can contact us 337-981-3497. You can find us on social media, BBB Acadiana. And as always, you can go to bbb.org for any information you're looking for. See you next time. Thank you so much for joining us.